Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by HSBC Corporate Banking Ireland, delivering local knowledge with international expertise. HSBC.ie.
It's a quarter to seven and we're well into day three now of the royal visit. And today Queen Elizabeth had an opportunity to step back a little bit from some of the more ceremonial aspects of this trip. And she had a chance to check out the best horses in the country. Her tour of the National Stud in Kildare Town was followed by a private lunch a few miles away with the Aga Khan in Giltown Stud, just outside Kilcullen. Barry Bracken reports from Kildare on the local aspect of a very national visit.
The pupils of 6th class Scolvreagh National School at Garvan, and they, like everybody else this week, are only talking about one thing.
It's the first visit by a reigning British monarch in just
first
over
ever royal visit to this
Queen
day.
Is finally arriving in this republic.
Elizabeth II has honoured those who guest. Gave
and her husband will be driving along a lot of empty streets. She might be wondering, is there anyone here?
And Joe? Well, he's even singing about it.
The Queen, she's coming to call on us. She wants to see all of us.
But let's go back to at Garvan National School and the principal, Gerry O'Donoghue, my old school headmaster.
Children are really excited about it and they're very aware, obviously, of the uniqueness of the occasion. Obviously, we're going to celebrate it and we'll greet the Queen as she passes by the school. This is one of the few places where people can view the motorcade at fairly close quarters. The school won't be accessible after 10 a.m, so parents will need to be in before that. But we intend to entertain them royally with tea and cucumber sandwiches and make an occasion out of it.
Up the road along the royal route lies my old secondary school, Cross and Passion College in Kilcullen. The deputy principal is Noel Clare and I asked him the question we were all asking ourselves. Did you ever think you'd have to contend with the royal drive-by?
Not in our wildest dreams, I'd say, Barry. We had at our recent staff meeting, one of the topics was the visit of the Queen and the arrangements that we would have to make. And we never thought that we'd actually be discussing the Queen at a staff meeting in the school.
Fair to say that the council have really got on top of this particular route to make it look, well, shipshape.
They have indeed, yeah. I'm involved locally here with the Tidy Towns group and we got a call last Friday just asking if there was anything that we wanted done that would enhance the route along which the Queen will be driving. Now, there was one particular wall. It borders the road along which the Queen will be travelling and the wall there was in a state of complete disrepair. And so when we suggested to the council that they might do that, they started work within a half an hour. There's a lovely job done on the wall now, so we're absolutely thrilled that that's one thing we've got out of the visit to the Queen to Kilcullen.
And as for the students, well, the implications of a royal visit throws up the age-old question. Would the Queen be worth mitching off class for? Would she have that kind of pull?
Maybe, but yeah. Most people aren't coming in anyway because you can't really get home.
The Queen on Thursday, would she be worth mitching off class for?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, anything's worth mitching off that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too pushed now to go see her anyway.
I heard the school is actually planning something to bring you all out anyway.
Yeah, all of us go out, stand in the road and wave at her as she goes by.
James Nolan from Nolan Butchers on Main Street here in Kilcullen. The Queen is coming. What would you pick for her? What would be your prime cut?
To start off in the morning, she couldn't beat Nolan's of Kilcullen sausage, low salt rasher, bit of black and white pudding. So that's the breakfast done. If she wants something for a dinner, you can't beat a bit of beef off fine Kildare pastures. Absolutely second to none. So I'd be going for the beef.
John Joe Dowling, you run Village Flowers here on the main street in Kilcullen. Thursday, will you go about business as normal or will you be tempted to go out and have a look as she passes through?
It's business as usual. We'll have a look, definitely. It's been all go here the whole week.
And what about the speed bumps? You've no speed bumps now.
No speed bumps, no. Well, there may be no loss either. The traffic is going very well since the bumps went.
Noel O'Driscoll of the Kildare Nationalist. Here we are, standing, no speed bump. What's the story?
Queen's Cavalcade will be coming through at pace and they don't want the speed bump to hold it up and they've just removed it and taken it out and there it is, gone.
Are you surprised at how movable speed bumps are? I mean, they can take them up at a moment's notice.
Yeah, they can. Like with the machinery they have now, they can, you know, it can be done in an hour or so. They slice it like you're slicing cheese.
And finally, do you think there's any Irish public figures that we'd lift speed bumps for?
A lot of our public figures that we had looked up to in the past have been brought down to size over recent times, and the respect that was once there for certain individuals is now gone. So the president possibly, but even still, I think she'd just slow down.
Barry Bracken reporting from Kildare. Now, the next venue on the trip is Dublin's Convention Centre, which is about to...